Nathan Bozung was arrested Sunday afternoon by Park City Police following an incident late Saturday night. Park City resident Daniel Lewis was at home that evening when he heard a party getting increasingly loud in the apartment above him.
Unbelievable what I was hearing, and then the screaming started. Just wretched screaming, you know, explicits, and I just was downstairs looking through my glass door, afraid to even move an inch, hearing this. And then all of a sudden, glass shards come spewing over my head, literally not, but right over where I was standing inside my apartment.
Lewis went outside to the stairwell where he ran into his roommate.
Then I opened the door and I just went around the corner just to see what the heck was going on. And I didn't go upstairs because the second that I came outside, my roommate, that during this whole time had been on the third level, I am standing right by him. I see a bag with a box, an ammunition box. So I open the bag and there's just loose rounds in the bag everywhere. And then the roommate says, yeah, he has a loaded AR-15 assault rifle up there, and he's waved it in our faces and threatened us.
Shortly after this, Lewis and the rest of the residents in the building left. Park City Police arrived on the scene. Captain Phil Kirk explains what happened next.
I actually started on Saturday morning early, 3:35 a.m. We responded to a 400 block of Ontario Avenue on a disturbance involving alcohol, which we determined was an aggravated assault. Some of the occupants at the residence who were leaving the scene flagged down a police officer, and with the information he had, other officers were summoned to the scene too, and we were looking for a suspect involved in this aggravated assault. We determined that he was inside that residence but was refusing to come out, and so we obtained a warrant. We cordoned off the area, barricaded the street, secured the perimeter, and we were finally able, through a family member, able to get contact with the suspect inside the residence by telephone and talk him into coming out, which he did at about 12:45 p.m. just afternoon on that same Saturday. And after that, we then booked the suspect into the Summit County Jail for aggravated assault, some outstanding warrants, and for intoxication.
Kirk also thanked the public for their cooperation. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.